Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. According to the evolutionary theory, nature should be full of selfish animals. Natural selection, or survival of the fittest, allows animals with even a slight fitness advantage to have the greatest chance of survival and of procreation, thereby promoting a cycle of selfishness. Why is it then that there are so many examples of animals that help others, even to their own disadvantage, such as whales who support sick members of their pod, or wolves who bring food back to pack members that never participated in the hunt? Evolutionists like Wynne Edwards are quick to explain that these altruistic behaviors are evolving for, quote, the good of the group or the good of the species. However, what happens when altruism leaves the confines of a species? Interspecific adoptions are common in nature, like bald eagles that have been known to raise red-tailed hawk chicks, or even glaucous wing gull chicks. A troop of capuchin monkeys were observed adopting a smaller marmoset. Even a Canadian pod of juvenile beluga whales were observed adopting a juvenile narwhal on the St. Lawrence River for 3 years. Evolutionists acknowledge these intrapacific adoptions, but can't explain them. But as Christians, this is a powerful image of God's original design in creation. He didn't intend for his creation to compete for resources and advantage. In fact, one day, as it says in Isaiah 11:6, we'll see the lion and fattened calf lay down together. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and tune in to our new podcast on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts.